Winter on a construction site. Hi everyone, I hope you still remember our last program about first aid on site. We are more than happy to have Susan again with us. Just to remind you, she's a health and safety advisor. Today, she's urging construction workers to get prepared for freezing winter temperatures. Oh yes, have you heard the long-range weather forecast? This year is said to be the coldest and the most savage winter in decades. Oh no, temperatures have already dropped, so it seems to be just a taste of things to come in the upcoming winter months. Exactly. There are signals that this winter could bring some record-breaking cold temperatures, heavy snow and strong winds from December onwards. So much for the introduction. Now let's cut to the chase. How should construction workers prepare for such extreme cold weather events? First of all, a few words to site managers. Please monitor the weather forecast to be prepared for severe weather conditions. Carry out a risk assessment every day to make sure it is safe enough to work. In case of heavy snowfall, simply stop construction works for a while or plan interior finishing works. What if we face only a small amount of snow or ice? It can still create hazards on construction sites. Take for example the risk of slips, trips and falls due to ice and wet slippery surfaces such as scaffolding, ladders, walkways, stairs, sloped areas and work platforms. You may use grit to de-ice floors. In addition, you should pay particular attention to works at height and on roofs. Any other suggestions for supervisors? Sure. Limit worker exposure to the cold through job rotation and provide breaks in heated areas with warm beverages available. Please remember that prolonged exposure to the cold can cause workers to suffer from more colds. If they work outside for long periods, they might experience such symptoms as heavy shivering, numbness, aching, severe fatigue, confusions. If left untreated, they may even lead to hypothermia and frostbite. You should also make sure all the workers are trained on winter hazards and necessary precautions. An example? Site workers should wear the right clothing and PPE. This might include several layers of clothing, waterproof fabrics and footwear, gloves, hats that work with safety headgear, etc. They should keep one warm and safe while not limiting mobility. Due to reduced daylight hours and visibility, one should also take care of high visibility workwear, for example reflective safety vests. To sum up, what are your main tips for surviving harsh winter on site? Keep an eye on the forecast, get prepared, be careful, and do not put yourself or others at risk just to complete a job.